You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. At the top of the show, we answered your questions on the tax bills. 401k amendments are part of both the House and Senate tax proposals. But as we've reported on this show in the past, one-third of Americans have nothing set aside for retirement, which makes this story we're about to cover a little odd. It turns out millions of dollars are being left unclaimed in abandoned 401k accounts. For more on why people are doing this, I spoke with Charles Thorngren, the CEO of investment firm Noble Gold.
It's not that they're just walking away from them. It's not like the housing issue from years ago where they just said, I can't afford it, I'm walking away. It's really a matter of them changing jobs, moving positions in life, and not realizing it's there, not paying attention to it. The 401k plan was so easy to leave behind because you didn't actively put money into it. It was done for you. Kind of out of sight, out of mind.
So this might be an issue of, you know, somebody's company is putting money in, they don't even realize it?
It starts that way, yes. A lot of companies nowadays match, so that money grows pretty well for you. But once you leave that company, they no longer have to keep you up to date with what's going on. They don't contribute anymore, and that money sits there.
Well, so how much money are we talking about?
It's hard to know exactly. The latest estimates were about $250 million sitting
Wow.
there. About 33,000 401ks get abandoned every year.
Well, if you think, wait a minute, you know, that job I had, oh, however many years ago, you know, if you think there's something in the back of your mind, what can you do to try and figure that out?
A couple things you can do. The easiest way would be to actually call the old employer if you know how to get in touch with them. And they can get you through the human resources and figure out if you have a plan, where it's at, how to get back in touch with it. If they're not, what you can do, you can call the Department of Labor or go to their website, and you can find information there on the bureaus that will help you find those old funds.
You know, often when we talk about personal finance, people have to be on the lookout for scams, things that sound like the FTC, for example, but aren't. Like, how do you know if you're following the right steps and not being taken for a ride by somebody?
Great question. If you do some of the homework yourself and you make that initial contact, you're going to be put in touch with one of the larger firms that handled 401ks. Fidelity, Prudential, Merrill Lynch, all the names we know. And from there, you can start the process. Now, where you go from there, that's where you have to start to look around and say, okay, what am I doing with this money? Am I leaving it in place? Am I just changing the asset allocation? Or am I going to move it to something that gives me more control over it, like a self-directed IRA?
Ballpark number, what are we talking about? I mean, is there some average amount of money that, you know, is found in these lost 401ks?
You know, they range typically between anywhere between $10,000 to $50,000. There are some that are larger, some that are a little smaller, but that's the median.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
If anyone wants to give me their $50,000 plan that they have left behind, I will more than happy help them with it.
Are there moments that stick out in your mind, in your memory of recovered or remembered 401ks that really kind of blew you away?
You know, there are a couple, but one particular, a lady called us and needed help getting her finances in order. And we found a pension plan that she had had that her husband had passed, and she was a beneficiary of it. It was a plan that was well over $300,000. And she
Whoa.
Didn't even know it existed. Had no idea.
That's a pretty life-changing amount of money, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And it was something that was worked hard for. You should benefit from it. You did the work. You put it away, you saved. It sure is much easier to spend that money than to make that conscious effort to put it away. Don't leave it captive. Put it to use.
People might be listening to this and thinking, oh, I meant to do it, but it seemed expensive, or, gee, it sounded really complicated. What should they know if they want to maybe roll some 401ks together?
You know, it's not as tough as it seems. There is financial jargon there. That's always intimidating. What you can do is search for a financial advisor that comes well recommended, that you can trust, and they can help you with that process if you don't feel comfortable doing it yourself. If you're one of those firecrackers, you can go out and find out where it's at, get it moved over yourself. It's really not that expensive to do it, okay? You may be looking at some cancellation fees on the 401k. Depending on how much you have in there, you may be looking at anywhere from $200 to $500. But finding that captured money is well worth that cost.
Charles Thorngren, CEO of the investment firm Noble Gold, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If you have other questions on 401ks, check out our 5 things you need to know about retirement accounts. You can find it on our website, marketplace.org.